The following is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in today for a little health and happiness. We begin staying young and healthy, and we wrap up with a musical, magical surprise in the story of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Dancing is good for your health, and so is singing and smiling. But first, lean in. You are about to join me on a very detailed learning experience. Dr. Michael Rosen is here. He is Chief Wellness Officer and Chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. He is also Chief Medical Consultant to the Dr. Oz Show. He and Dr. Oz wrote the book, which is now out in paperback, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Looking Good and Feeling Great. Something new in the anti-aging world is restricting your calories for 5 days out of the month. Details on that on the way, right, Doctor?
Yes, exactly.
All right, here's what I want to know. My education today, Doctor, I'd like to learn about telomeres, mitochondria, and sirtuin. And I'm not sure I pronounced any of those correctly.
Well, you pronounced the telomeres perfectly and the mitochondria perfectly, and the sirtuin is close enough for government work.
Sirtuin.
So they all are, they're three different mechanisms for why we think we get frail. That is, when you look at aging, if we eliminated all cancer and all heart disease, we'd only live about 8 years longer. The main mechanism doing us in at that time would be frailty. And so you've actually, there are 14 things that cause us to age, either prematurely or before our time, and not have the vigor and vitality we want as we get old. One of those is telomeres. So your telomeres are very important because they are why your cells can duplicate. And the most important cells that duplicate are what we call your pluripotent stem cells. Those are the stem cells that are in your bone marrow that when you have an injury, say you tear a medial meniscus in your knee, they rush in to repair that. Or you have a heart attack, they rush in and replace the dead cells with fresh, good cells to take over normal function. Well, when we get old is when we can't repair things like we used to or when we were young. And so what you want to do is preserve those telomeres because they allow your stem cells to keep replicating, which means you can repair yourself well. And so one of the things that you can do is there are a whole bunch of things that cause your telomeres to shorten, and there are a whole bunch of things you can do about those that keep your telomeres long. So, for example, doing the four components of physical activity that have been shown to help health all lengthen your telomeres. Doing stress management, Elizabeth Blackburn at UCSF won the Nobel Prize for her work on telomeres and telomerase, and one of the things that does it, that shortens them, is your response, if it is a stressful response to some of life events. Well, by learning how to control your response to stressful events, you actually keep your telomeres much longer.
Wow.
And can actually make them longer. So is avoiding inflammatory things such as red meat and egg yolks. Those shorten your telomeres because they cause inflammation. You can lengthen those by avoiding those things. So there are a whole bunch of action steps that are beneficial. So, for example, doing meditation 10 minutes morning and night, doing just a little walking,
yeah,
increases telomere size. Now, mitochondria are the energy production cell, parts of the cell inside every one of your cells other than your red cells. Your red cells don't produce their own energy this way, but your mitochondria take glucose or take the food you have and through a series of reactions turn it into ATP. So when you have enough oxygen, for example, in the cell, you take that one glucose and produce 20 ATPs. When you don't have enough oxygen, you take it and produce maybe 3 ATPs. So you're much less efficient than when you don't have oxygen. So one of the key things you can do is, one, not present too much sugar to your cell at any one time, because that causes what we call free radical damage. average, you produce so much ATP, and in that process generate so many free radicals that you don't have enough antioxidants inside your cell to buffer it.
Right.
The only antioxidants that really matter are the in-cell antioxidants, that is glutathione, catalase, and SOD, and one of the things that increases those, so you have less damaged mitochondria, is, again, physical activity.
Right.
And another thing that injures your mitochondria, as we've already said, is too much sugar at any one time. So small meals or not overeating and not having excess sugar is important for keeping your mitochondria and the energy factories efficient.
Okay.
The third thing you mentioned were sirtuin. And this is really an interesting set of the sirt is a family, or the sirtuin family is a family of genes. And the sirtuin 1 and, it turns out, sirtuin 5 are a gene family that keeps you young by keeping your stem cells replicating and doing well. This is where resveratrol came in. So resveratrol in animal models turns on SIRT1, which can help you stay young. So does calorie restriction. Now, resveratrol hasn't been shown to work in humans, but calorie restriction may well. And there's a special new part of that that we have in the book. So it's not just any calorie restriction. Let me go to that.
Right.
So calorie restriction, 15 to 25% less calories a day for ever, very tough to do. So 15 to 25% less calories to maintain you at a normal BMI, so you become thinner, and all your biochemical markers improve. And if you're like 21 of the 23 animal species where this works in, you will live to be the equivalent in human years of 160 with a quality of life of someone 45.
Wow.
But that's really tough to do. There's some small groups of people who do it. They measure calories every day. But we've learned something even better. And that's some of what's in the book. It's called a periodic fast. So you fast for 5 days a month, and not exactly zero calories. You have 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next 4 days. And not only do you get the improvement in the biomarkers of aging, but you actually, when you start to refeed on those first 4 days of refeeding, you generate new stem cells. So you've killed off the old cells during that stressful period of few calories during the fast. And in the refeeding, which we didn't know until recently, in that refeeding period, you increase your stem cell production. So you end up, living longer because of that. Now, this hasn't been done for long term in humans, but in the animals, in the three animal species it has been done in, the periodic fast for the equivalent of 5 days a month seems to give more than the same benefits of all calorie restriction, because you can repair yourself much better.
Wow. We are getting a lesson today in science from Dr. Michael Roizen. The book is now in paperback, and it is called
You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for
Looking good
and Feeling Great.
That's it. Together, we've got it done. So we've got to exercise and sweat. We've got to stay calm. Calm has to be our superpower, no road rage. Avoid inflammatory foods. And also, cut down on the calories. And
but you can do that periodic fast. Now, I've tried this for about 6 months now.
Yeah.
And the periodic fast really does work. It's doable. We're going to expand it to more groups here at the Cleveland Clinic and see what percent of people can do it. In the early studies at USC, 95% of people were able to do it. 18 of 19 in the first study, 34 of 35 in the second study. It's not that difficult to do. The main food you have during that 1,000-calorie day and the 750-calorie days are a low-calorie, low-sodium vegetable soup. People like it. They can eat as much as they want of it, as much coffee and water as they want. And I can tell you, you don't feel hungry.
That's good.
But on the sixth day, you're really happy to not have vegetable soup.
I understand. So let me ask you this. This big bottle of resveratrol that I have in my vitamin drawer, is it useless?
It may be. Let me tell you the problem with the resveratrol in your vitamin drawer. If it is in a package that can be open to air, that is, if each resveratrol pill isn't packaged by itself and in a nitrogen environment. When resveratrol is exposed to air, it converts equally to trans and cis, and only the cis form is effective as a pill. So, and the trans opposes the cis. So if you let a big bottle without individually foil-wrapped in nitrogen-packed pills, then it is probably not beneficial.
Wow.
And the second component is you've got to have only the cis in the pill, which means an extra refining step. Many of those sold are a combination, what we call racemic cis-trans, which wouldn't have any effect even if they weren't exposed to oxygen.
Wow. You know, I don't think it should be allowed. I don't think they should be allowed to sell things that we believe are helping us when they're probably not.
From your lips to God's ears, as they say.
Wow, that's something else, the resveratrol. Okay, good to know. And we'll find much more in the owner's manual for looking good and feeling great, now out in paperback. Thank you, Dr. Rosen. Is there anything else we need to know this morning?
No, thank you.
And say hi to your buddy there, Dr. Oz.
I will. Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Does an award-winning Hudson Valley Hospital get even better? It teams up with the number one hospital in New York. Hudson Valley Hospital is now part of New York Presbyterian, and with our new name comes new possibilities. New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital now has expanded clinical services previously not available in the Hudson Valley, and easy access to the expertise and resources of New York Presbyterian in Manhattan. Visit nyp.org/Hudson Valley to learn more about the amazing things happening here.
Hi, I'm Avina. I'm 7 years old and I'm blind. I love gymnastics, piano, public speaking, and riding on the trail bike with my dad. You can help me live the life I want.
Help Ravina and other blind people by making a tax-deductible donation of your used car, truck, or almost anything with wheels to the National Federation of the Blind. Your donation will help ensure a brighter future for blind children and adults. Just call 855-659-9314. That's 855-659-9314. Or visit carshelpingtheblind.org. That's carshelpingtheblind.org. We will arrange to have the donated vehicle picked up and provide you with a tax-deductible receipt. And if you know someone who is blind that can use our help, email nfb@nfb.org.
Blindness does not hold me back at all. Donate today.
Hi, it's Casey. If you're looking for a fun night out, try the WBT, the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford, New York. I've enjoyed many a great meal there and many a wonderful show. Today, we get to know Ginger Rogers. On stage now is Backwards in High Heels, and Jeremy Benton, actor, director, and choreographer, is here.
That is me.
Okay, well, first, educate me because I don't know a thing about this show.
Well, if you've ever heard of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, that's a good start. This is the story of, it's based on a biography, a book written in the 90s about Ginger Rogers' life called Backwards in High Heels, which that title comes from a Frank and Ernest cartoon about Darren Rogers. In the cartoon, you know, there's two figures looking at a billing outside a theater showing a Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movie. And one of the characters says, sure, he was great, but don't forget that Ginger did everything that he did, but backwards and wearing high heels.
Oh, don't you think every woman on the planet knows that? We have the bumper sticker and the t-shirt.
Right. And you know, there's been other shows dealing with Ginger Rogers' life, but I really like this show because, first of all, Astaire doesn't even enter the story until Act Two. And second of all, it really deals with the relationship between Ginger and her mother, and how Ginger really strove to be a very independent person, but she was always sort of saddled with a partner. She had her mother, you know, with her for a while, and always sort of hovering over and making sure she was careful about everything. And then she was coupled with Fred by RKO early in her career, and she always wanted to be, you know, do something on her own. And she finally trusted her instincts, and she broke away from Fred. She stopped doing movies with him, and she did a movie, not a very glamorous role, in a movie called Kitty Foyle, and she won her Oscar for that.
Wow.
So she had very good instincts and very, very smart, savvy business woman, a sort of a woman ahead of her time. She did some negotiations on her own. She, you know, she was very, very hurt in a way because she was making half as much as Fred did for these movies. And she stood up for herself and she negotiated new contracts and she even got her crew a pay raise. I mean, she was really sort of a very, very woman ahead of her time.
Brilliant. I had no idea. And was she nice?
Well, you know, I didn't know her personally. I have a very good friend of mine who was wonderful friends with her in her later years, in the 80s and 90s. And he's a Broadway choreographer and named Randy Skinner. And he said that she was one of the nicest people he had ever gotten to work with in showbiz, which doesn't always happen.
Right. Now, what about her relationship with Fred Astaire? Was it a good one?
Well, we sort of allude to, in our storytelling, we allude to, it's very hard in a musical, especially based on someone's real life, and especially a famous person, because everybody knows a lot of stuff about these people. So you kind of have to pick and choose, you know, which points of, you know, your destination on the journey of their life that you stop. Like I said, Fred comes in at the top of Act Two, and we sort of combine a lot of years into one little section, and they're learning a song called Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Uh-huh.
they did meet on Broadway. They were both, you know, chorus kids and sort of came up through the Broadway chorus together. So they had met before. It's sort of alluded to in our storytelling that there may have been, you know, sort of a possible date that didn't go very well when they were kids. And then they're paired together later, and you know, when Fred meets Ginger in our play, it's, as the choreographer and director, I always have her costume change into a beautiful sort of pantsuit for the time, because I want it to be sort of like, who's wearing the pants in this relationship, you know?
Oh, nice.
And they sort of butt heads at first, you know, and the song works very well because they're singing Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. Then we sort of flash forward into them, you know, sort of the iconic image of her in the white feather dress and Fred in the tux and tails, and they do a dance together, and they both sort of know, you know, something magical happens, and they go, you know what, this is a pretty unique pairing. Let's stick together because we're making some pretty good hit movies here. We've got a good thing going. So
yeah.
I think it was very business. I mean, they were friends and friendly. They weren't the closest of confidants, if you will, but they knew a good business agreement when they saw one.
Perfect. You know, and that story that you just told about the onstage couple not having the closest of relationships, I honestly think that's part of the magic. I was listening to, this is a crazy analogy, but I was listening to Chris Russo. He's a sports broadcaster,
yeah.
And he was always on with the Mad Dog, Mike and the Mad Dog.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
He talked, I know it's a crazy analogy, but he talked about how there's a magic that's made between the two people that cannot be made anywhere else.
Right.
And it doesn't always have to mean you're best friends.
Right. It doesn't. It's chemistry works in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And if there, and plus film particularly captures something that, you know, and film is forever, and you always choose the best takes from film. And
yeah.
And both of these people we're talking about, Ginger Rogers and Fred, were both perfectionists in a way. So they had a lot to do with which images were kept, you know, and which
right.
which takes. But that camera picks up a chemistry and a dynamic. And, you know, you don't, like you said, some in the corporate world, even some business arrangements are best when there's a little bit of, you know, not everybody has to be a yes man to their business partner. So
right.
I think that is reflective sort of in our play. And it makes the story more interesting, which
yeah.
Which is what you want when you go to the theater.
Yeah, a little bit of friction makes a little bit of magic sometimes. Jeremy Benton is the director and choreographer of Backwards in High Heels, now on stage at the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford, the Ginger Rogers story. I like her more and more now that I learn more about Ginger Rogers. But my gosh, what pressure on these actors. Okay, you got to sing and dance like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire.
Right, well, we haven't gotten to this other twist in the story here with me, because we had about 10 days of rehearsal, then 2 or 3 days of technical transitioning to the stage, lighting and everything, and then we have an audience. So everything sort of seems like you're in fast forward, and you all of a sudden you look out there and there's an audience. So my challenge was to get these 8 actors up to speed, because none of them had done the show before, except for me. I decided, and the theater decided, since it's sort of a home base there, and I've done a few shows there, that they wanted me to portray the role of Fred Astaire.
Get out!
So I wear my director choreographer hat, you know, and then when we start getting into running the show, I put on my actor hat and I come out and act 2 as Fred Astaire.
Jeremy Benton! This is so cool!
Triple threat. It's either really fun or I'm just a real glutton for punishment. I hadn't figured that out yet, but
that's great. That's great. And you're like to the cast, trust me, people, I've got this.
Well, in a way, I thought, well, this does save me time from teaching one more person. I don't have to teach a Fred. I guess that'll save me. The clock is ticking. Actually, I was in the original company of this years ago and played Fred Astaire and did the tap choreography. So in that incarnation, there were 6 people. I fleshed it out because Westchester Stage is a nice, large thrust theater. And we moved the cast to 9 people, and it works very well. And the actress who plays Ginger, her name is Darian Crago. She is a rising star, fantastic dancer, fantastic singer, great actor. And her and I are old friends, and we've always wanted to do a show together. And sometimes, you know, in this career, you do this shows with a lot of people, same people over and over again. But her and I had never, you know, the cards had never fallen where we were in the same production. And this came along, and I was like, you know, this is going to be the time where we finally get to share the stage together. And she is just fantastic in this role. It's intimidating enough to just have to play Fred Astaire in Act 2, but she has to play Ginger Rogers both acts and carry the show. It's a She only has a couple of moments when she's not on stage. And her and actually the relationship with her mother, Lila Rogers, those are the two main, you know, that was her longest relationship in her life, was with her mother. Mm-hmm. She had 5 husbands. You know, her relationship with Fred Astaire was only professional basically after they started making movies together. But Fred was the other longest relationship she'd ever had. So, you know, the heart of the story, I think, we begin the story and end the story right as she's accepting her Oscar for Kitty Foyle at the Oscars. And during that Oscar speech, she paused for about 3 or 4 seconds and very emotionally thanked her mother, who was in the audience. Right. And I decided to put the story within that 3 to 4 second pause. So it's an entire flashback of, you know, you sort of your life flashes before your eyes at a big moment like receiving your Oscar. And we put the entire play in that 4 second pause, and I think it really works well.
Absolutely, and it all sounds magical. And now, knowing what I know, I can't wait to get to the WBT to see Backwards in High Heels, and I'm going to keep my eye out for that Fred Astaire character.
Yeah, he's tricky. You watch out for him.
How about that moment, though, when Fred and Ginger are all dressed up and have that magical dance?
Oh, it's fantastic. And it's the point where everybody's waiting for in the audience, and the lights come up, and she's in the big feather dress, and I'm in the tails, and people just kind of gasp. And then, closer to the end of the show, there's a fantastic tap number called Pick Yourself Up. You know, in our tale, it's right, Ginger's deciding to go out on her own, and they sort of meet up in one last tap dance together. And I have to say, people are, if you don't respond to tap, there might be something wrong with you. But there are smiles all around. It's a crowd favorite. And there's something about 2 people tapping in synchronization that just people can't get enough of.
Agreed. So tap your way over to the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford if you can, and catch Backwards in High Heels with Jeremy Benton as Fred Astaire. So there you go. I'm so happy you tuned in, and I hope to see you soon at kcradio.com.
You've been listening to The Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of The Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of The Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.